We are holding Daf Yud Aleph. Again, Lesla, we're going to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says again that Komatz v'yola b'yodoi tzeror oi gargo melech oi karod levoin apostol. The Shastakoyim made the kmitza if not only the flower came up in his hand, but also a piece of pebble, a tzeror, or else a piece of salt, or else a piece of levoina. If any one of these things came up in his hands, then we say it's psula. And the reason is why, because you have to have an exact shear, you have to have the exact amount of the mincha in your kmitza. And here you're missing that amount that took up the space of the tzeror, that's why it's possible. Samora says, kol hani lomli, what do we have to have all these three cases in the Mishnah? It's one yisoid, that you have to have a complete kmitza, a complete handful of the flour, and nothing else. So what do we need three cases if you have something else in your hand besides the mincha? Samar says, yes, Tariqa, we need all three cases. The E, Tona, Tzoror, the Mishnah would have just said a case of a Tzoror, a pebble, Mishum, the laugh, Baas HaKrovi. A Tzoror has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, it's not a Bar HaKrova. So that's why it's like called the Chosar, you're missing part of your Mincha, it's not like bottle to the Mincha, therefore it's Psula. Avu Melech, but if you have a piece of salt inside the Mincha, the Baas HaKrovi, salt is a Baas HaKrova. Rashi says, "Liyacha shoyu akoymetz ala mizbeach hoyu molchay." After they put the kmitz on the mizbeach, they used to salt it. Says so, a mincha with salt is called the bar hakrova. Says so, emet tischasher. Maybe it's not called the chosal. Like maybe the salt is like bottle to the mincha, and therefore should become kosher. So that's why in the second chiddush, even a melech is also considered like the mincha is chosal. Now, we turn a melech would have just said by salt. It's not called part of the mincha at the beginning. Like when you start off making the mincha, you don't start putting salt in it. So therefore, it's called like a chatzitz, it's called like a schosa. Avul levoino, but it's incense. The levoino, the ikva bahadi mincha mikora. At the beginning, when you make a mincha right away, there's no need to put levoino. A mincha is made out of flour, out of shemen, then you put levoino there. Since levoina is part of the ingredients at the beginning of the mincha, is a mitzchasher. Maybe now when you take the kmitza, even though the kmitza is only supposed to be taken from the flour and oil that was mixed together, not from the levoina, but since in the same pot you already put levoina on the side, I would have thought to say levoina gets mixed up. Maybe it's like bottle to the mincha. It's not called a chosar. Kamash mulon still is considered a chosar, and therefore the mincha is psula. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, Mifnei Shomer, because we said over that HaKoymetz, HaYoser, VeHaChoser is possible. If the Kemitz has more than it's supposed to, or if it has less than it's supposed to, it's possible. So Mari asks, Ma'iri Mishum Chosar VeYitor, what do you have to come on because this Mincha is missing something? Or because you have a little bit too much. V'Teipigle Mishum Chatzitza, Stamuzet is a Chatzitza. Rashi says like the chaytzei to ben yodel lekemach, that the kemach, the flower of the mincha, is supposed to be attached to your hands. There should not be anything in between your hand and the mincha. The chatzitza paisal, chatzitza is a psul to kodeshim. Like learn the Gemara in Zvachim, inam yos chaytzei ben kemach lekemach, even between kemach and kemach will be chatzitza. So what do you have to come on to? We have a garg or melech or a tzor or levoina. The psul is kosim minchis chosam. The mincha itself is not touching your hand, or the flower is not touching the flower next to it. So it says, Omareb Yirmiyo Minatzad. The Chiddush is Minatzad. On the side, Rashi says, Lamala Eitzel Goydel. If it means on top, near your thumb, or Lamato Eitzel Kemitza, on the bottom part. Lekka Chatzitza. As what's going to be the Tzor, as Mamish all the way on top, or all the way on bottom, there's no Chatzitza there. That's the end of the Kemitza. It's not called a chatzitza between anything. It's not, it doesn't have to be touching your hands on that part, the part where your thumb smooths it out. That's called minatzad. Rashi says, the hainu minatzad liyacha shekomatz hepech gav yad lamatek desh lo yipo. So a kid said, that's the chiddush, that if the tzor and levoin was on top or the bottom of the kmitza, that's not a chatzitza anywhere. Still, the reason why the kmitza is psula is because it's a chosar. It does not have the complete measurement of flour. Oh, Malaya Baile Rovo, Ketzer Koinsim. So, yes, Mashallah, how do we make Kemitza? How does the Koin do it? Omelais yinsa da kirakomsi yinshi. The way people do it. Rashi says, mashma b'cholets boys. Mash with all your fingers. B'cholets boys. That's the way you do it. You do, take a handful of the mincha. So this is Gemara's question. No, I used to have a question. The Gemara Ksuvita says, zuzeres zukimitzum. When it says zeres, Rashi says that's the etzpa ketana. That's the pinky. Mimena maskil hazeres. So the pinky zu kemitza and zu amo zu zeres zu kemitza. Rashi, the second thing is called the kemitza, means mimeno maskla kremitz. That's where you start taking the kremitz from the second finger. Zu amo, the third thing is called the yamo. Rashi says that's how you measure mimeno moedin kolam sabinyan. Then the next one is called the etzpa. But by Tfilas Kohen, Rashi says, Etzpa Vadam, and Kohen puts Etzpa Vadam. That's called Zu Etzpa. And then the fifth one, your thumb, Zu Gaidel. So Rashi says, Lebohenis, by a mitzvah, they put the Shemin of the Dam on his Bohenis. So Lechura, we see clearly that you don't take a whole handful. The pinky and the thumb is not included. It's only the middle three fingers that are closed. You get the Kemitzer inside it. Skumarin says, El lahashvois. Because you have to like smooth out the kemitza. That's why you use all five fingers. In other words, what's sticking up on top, you use your thumb to smooth it out. And what's sticking out on bottom, you use your pinky to smooth it out. Rashi says, lahashvois. Tim yoytse kemich lamata min ha-kemetz is moichkoi. Umeshaviyo b'yetzpektani. You smooth it out with your pinky. So you have a word, it should not be sticking out any of the flour. V'chemim ala b'goydol. So the kids, even though the kemitz itself was only the middle three fingers full of flour, but I call upon him, you smooth it out on top and on bottom with the thumb and with the pinky. In parenthesis, it says, kemitz mole yad kadesh lo yechosar v'yachakach moichik v'yetzbo katano milamata. Now, Heichi Yodim says, how do we do this? Rashi says, amas nisim hadutoni zu kemitza to menu maschala kemitz. From here you start the kemitza with the second finger. Is Eichi Yovid, Omer Rav Zutra Batuvi, Omer Rav, Choyfe Sholosh Etzvoisov, Ad Shemegiya Al Pas Yodai. Like your middle three fingers, you like go over until the tips of it touch your palm, and that's how you fill it up with the mincha. The Kaimitz, and that's how you get a handful. The Mora says, Tani Nam Yach, we learned also like this. Mole Kaimitzim. What does the apostle mean to say by Kaimitzim? You have to take a handful. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Mavoritz. It's alright if it's sticking out on the sides. Talmud Leim, the Bekumtsoi. No, inside the Kermis, inside your handful. E Bekumtsoi, Yochob Roshi Etzboisov. All you have to do is just get your tips of your fingers full of the flour. In other words, just like as close as possible, get your fingers to touch your palm at the top of it. A very small amount of flour then. Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says, Moloi Kumtsoi. You have to have a whole handful. Okay, said, how do you have this? It's the middle three fingers that you put over across as wide as it would go. I'll pass the other in the palm of your hand. The kemitz. And then you take a kemitza. So that's how you do the kemitza when the minch is made out of flour. What's going to be though, b'machavas of b'macheshes, either in a frying pan or in a deep pan, that here the yetzer is, first you have to like bake the dough. You bake the mincha, and then you chop it up into pieces. So now afterwards you make the kemitza like from pieces, it's much harder to get exactly a full three fingers worth. So here the eitzer is, b'machos v'macheshes, moichak b'goidloi milmalam. You have to use your thumb on top, try to smooth it down there. There are pieces of challah like sticking out. So you have to smooth it down with your thumb, over yetzbo ketane milamato. And with your pinky on the bottom, it was very hard, it was like a piece of challah sticking out. It's not so easy to smooth it out. And the Taka says, "V'zuhi avoyde koshom shebevigdush." This was a very hard avoyde to be done in the base of Migdush, to smooth out the kemitza by a machvas and a macheshes. So Mori asked the question, "Zel v'suloi mash, this is the only shre avoyde. Is this true? Like this is the only one? I have v'ika maliko, v'ika chafina. it was very hard to make a malika. When the Kohen had to make a malika using his thumb, and he had to hold the whole bird in his fingers, it was very hard, we had before in Zvachim, to make the malika. When the Kohen Gadol would take the Keteris on Yom Kippur, that he had to take two handfuls and pour it over him with one hand, with two hands, it was very hard to make the chafina. So really it comes out there were three hard avoiders to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Smara says true, the Gersa should be yellow rather, Zui achas mi avoiders kosher Beis HaMikdash. This is one of the hard avoiders that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara says, Omara, Papa says, Pshitali, to me it's simple, Mole komtsoi, how do you take this handful of the kmitza? Kedekamsi inchi, where normally you put your hands in, if you want to take out a handful of flour, like you'll put your hand in at an angle and deep down and take out the flour, that's the way you're supposed to do it. But now, boy, Rapopo, what's going to be komats baroshi et boisov? That's like you put your hand straight down on it and you dig your fingers then into it and bring it up. Is that also called kedekamsi inchi? Not on an angle, but you have your whole palm down on top of it, and you dig just your fingers in and scoop out flour. Ras minat dodima, you put your hands in on the sidewards and get a handful of flour. Ras mi mata lamala, from bottom upwards. Kiss, you take the flour out, not the normal way, the way you put your hand in to take a handful of flour. Mai, what's the locha? Is there an oifin how you have to get the flour, the handful of flour out of the pot? Or maybe no, as long as you have the kmitz, as long as you have the handful of flour, it's enough. So what's the loch? And this Gemara says, take it, it's a good shayla, we don't have a pshitas. Omer HaPopo, pshitali, to me it's simple, mole chafonov, kedechafne inchi. Again, by the virtue of the keteris, you have to take a handful of the keteris, so normally the way you take a handful, so again, the same shayla, boy HaPopo has to shayla like this. What's going to be chofan baroshi at voice of mal? Let's say he didn't do it normally, but he stuck in his fingertips to take the keteris out. Ras minatz dodim mao, he did the side with his fingers. Chofen bezu vizu, for korven zu eitzel zu mao. He says take two handfuls, so unless he took two separate handfuls, then he brought it together. He brought them together, zu eitzel zu mao. What's the loch? Is that called two handfuls or not? Take them. At this you put both hands in on an angle, and go deep in and bring it up. That's the way you get two handfuls of the keteris. What's going to be if you took each one separately and then brought it together? So that's a take. Boy, Rapport, Papa is a shell like this. Dovke lekoimitz bedofne demonamai. The other Gemara says, Boy, Rapport has another shell. Dovke lekoimitz bedofne demona. After you made your kmitz, after the Kohen took the handful, now he has to put it into a kli shoras to be mekaneshit. So when he puts it into the kli, let's say stuck it onto the side of the kli. My, what's the locha? Toich kli binan vika. Is it enough just that it's inside the kli here also? It's called inside the kli. It would have its kiddush. Or do we maybe, hanocha b'toich binan has to be put inside it. For lekka, he don't have it inside it. Sefer Teiku is also called the shayla. Like maybe inside it means on the bottom of the kli. And boyi ma baravashi. Hofche lemon. Let's see, you turn the kli upside down. And you stuck the kmitza onto the floor, which now is like the ceiling, the top part of the mono. So my, what's the locha? Hanocha b'toich b'ino v'hika. Is it enough just that it's inside the kli? And l'maisa, right now the kmitza is inside the kli, even though it's upside down. But so at l'maisa, it's inside the kli. Or do we maybe kitikun b'ino v'leka? No, a kiddush kli has to be normally, that the kli has to be straight up, not upside down. Teiku, this is a good shell. What's by teiku? Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad huoisa, how does he do the kmitz itself? So, poishedes by itself, he stretches out his fingers, apasi odoi, onto the palm of his hand, like we had before. You have to fill up the 3 fingers worth of the shemen. Now the Mishnah says, Ribo shamna, let's say you have too much oil, or else vechisa shamna, you have too little oil. Or else chisa levayno, so you're missing from levayno, psula. These things are also makiv in the mincha. And like Rashi says, riba shamna means the dino lug. You have to have a lug shemen. And the reason why it's psula, like we had before, mishamna vidashin, shem chisa kosher is possible. And then Rashi says, chisa levayno, so the shil levayno, molly hakoim, it's also you have to have a handful. So if you have less than that, it's also possible. But mashma, if you have a little bit more lavoina than you're supposed to, then it would still be kosher. Only by the shemen or by the kemitza is really possible. But lavoina, a little bit more, would still be kosher. Nothing more says, heichi dami riba shamna. What's called the riboy too much shemen that's possible? Omer Rebbe Leza, chagoyin shehifrish lo shnei lugin. That the chachila you are mafris l'shem min chazu, two lugin. So that's called, you have more than you need. For the Gemara, well, look, why don't you put in Kagoyin the Orev Bo, Shema de Chulin, the Shema de Chaverta? Why shouldn't the case be that you mixed into it some Shemen of Chulin into the Shemen that you have set aside? A Shemen Chaverta means like the other Shemen. Not the Kitzah, here at Smashmon, if you have two lugs, it's possible. So Chura, any little bit more than you need is possible. Why not get two lugs? Maybe you're telling me Shemen de Chulim and Shemen de Chavereta are possible. No, that if you have Shemen of Chulim or Shemen from another Minchin and mixes into it, maybe it does not become possible. So Mor says no. Maskevlo Razutra Batuvio Elamayat is so Minchas Choyte the possible Shemen. By Minchas Choyte, you're not going to put any Shemen. If you put Shemen inside, it becomes possible. Heche Mishkachaslo, how do you have the case that if you add some Shemen in by Minchas Choyte, it becomes possible? If it means its own shemen that you are makdish for the minchas chayta, less lo. The minchas chayta doesn't have any shemen. E the chul of the chaverta, elamai it's regular shemen or a shemen from another mincha. So, Amrit, you want to tell me like posel? It doesn't become posel. It's to have min an hour is the only time you have a ribui shemen is lechatchilu. You are makdish like two lugin. You are makdish lechatchilu too much for this one mincha. But if you only makdish the right amount, and then you add on to it, mashma, then there wouldn't be any psul. So how do you have a psul by minchas chayta? So my answer is, in parentheses we have, v'yarmat yafrish l'shem and kivun les l'shem and klal, chuluninu. Even if you want mafrish some shemen for this minchas chayta, so what? Since the minchas chayta does not need it, it applies like chulin. Now Amor says, Rebbe Leza, loy mi boy kam, Rebbe Leza meant to say, was not only this, but even that. Loi mi boy de chulun de chaverto. To posel avad he agrees. Avad if you add some chulun of shemen, or shemen of chulun into your mincha, or you add shemen from another mincha, avad becomes posel. That's pshito. Avol here first lo shnei lugin. From the case we set aside two lugin for this one mincha. Ho yo v'hai chosloi v'hai chosloi. Since l'maisa each lug by itself is fit for the mincha, so maybe that taka would not become possible. Is kamashmo and that's the chiddush yet that becomes possible. Was the monolin Rebbe Loz? How does Rebbe Loz know this? From nowhere was the whore. Omarovo mafdisin kashisa. The mishnah is bothering him. Ma'iri d'toni riba shamno. How come it says if you hear it on more shemen? Listen, let us just say riba lo shemen. You hear it more shemen to it. What's loshen of shamno? Its own shemen. Eloh kamashman, that's the chiddush over here. The afagav the ifrish lo shnei lugin. Even though lechatchila for this one mincha you set aside more shemen than you really need, still it's possible. Like I would have thought to say, if lechatchila you mafrish more shemen than you need, maybe takut kosher. Where is it a psul? Only if you take other shemen or you take a shemen of chulin. But maybe we lechatchila you mafrish more than you need, maybe it's kosher. Kamashman, no. Even this is also possible. Then it says in the Mishnah, Chise Levoinosa. Let's say it's missing some of the Levoina. That's possible. Tana Rabbonim, Chosro, you're missing from the Levoina, V'yomda Akoret Echa Psula. If you only have like one kernel of Levoina, then it's Psula. Without Shnei Kurtin, if you have two kernels of it left, then Ksheira, then it's Sukosha. Diver Rebbe Yehuda. These are words of Rebbe Yehuda. As even Lechachila, they take a handful. But I call upon them as kosher as long as you have shnei kurtin, shnei like crystals, two parts of this levaina, of this frankincense. As long as you have two kernels of it, the mice is still kosher. Rabbi Shimon Oima, al kerit echa ksher. Even if you only have one kernel left of it, still is ksher. But tochus mikana, only have half of it, that's psula. Chasam akolikas, if you didn't have Shimon, what's the psula chasar by the levaina?